Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that doesn't always do, I don't know, potted meats?
Spiced hams?
Spiced hams. But boy, it seems like we do. This is Cafeteria 51.
We're kind of becoming the meat in a cans connoisseurs.
We are.
Which is broadcast. Funny because meat in the can was your movie you're in college.
We're going to need to rephrase that meat in a can thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It was called meat in the can. Keep going.
I'm just going to skip over that. We are broadcasting live from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, though we are worlds apart, still doing this in absentia.
We're not live either. This is recorded. So just keep lying to the folks week after week.
No, I told you last week, we are still alive.
Broadcasting alive.
Broadcasting alive.
When you hear this, we still are.
Brent Hand, Lisa Hand on one end, producer Lisa, John Goforth on the other. And we are here to talk food. We've been doing this for a few weeks now. We're getting some positive feedback. And we decided, what better food amidst a pandemic, amidst a shortage of rations or a potential shortage of rations, which actually hasn't happened. The supply chain seems good. But what better food than to focus on than the one, the only, the wartime ration itself,
the
Spam.
Hawaiian delicacy thereof.
Absolutely. So, so let's first talk a little bit about what Spam is, where it came from, and then
I'm having spam, egg, sausage, and spam because I don't like a lot of spam and there's not a lot of spam in that. No, she actually laughed at that, but if it would have been from Monty Python when she heard it, she wouldn't have got it. She'd have been like,
I didn't get it when you said it just now either. I just thought that the fact that you thought it was funny was funny.
Which spam, is spam, most spam, of our life. Sausage and spam. Not a lot of spam in that. Sorry. Go ahead, John.
So,
regale
me. So listeners, I'll be surprised if you're not familiar with spam. But if you aren't, it's meat in a can. Here's the GoFopedia on it. Spam is a brand of canned cooked pork made by Hormel Foods Corporation, based in Minnesota. It was first introduced in 1937, and they made their first batch. Turns out they're about to have to make a second batch now. But that's a meme I stole. Yeah. Anyway, it was introduced in 1937, gained popularity worldwide after its use during World War II. By 2003, Spam was sold in 41 countries on 6 continents and trademarked in over 100 countries, not including the Middle East and North Africa. Spam's basic ingredients are pork with ham meat added, salt, water, modified potato starch as a binder, sugar, and sodium nitrate as a preservative. Natural gelatin is formed during cooking in the tins on the production line. Many have raised concerns over Spam's nutritional attributes, in large part due to its high content of fat, sodium, and preservatives. Wait, I thought that was like the three of the four major food groups.
Right.
Fat, sodium, and preservatives. Anyway. It has become the subject of several appearances in pop culture, notably a Monty Python sketch, which led to its name being borrowed for unsolicited electronic messages, especially email.
Put it in my spam folder, please.
So, yeah, there's a if you haven't had spam, you should try it one day just to know. I've had it. The first time I had it wasn't until much later in life. It's a trip to you mentioned Hawaii earlier. It was a trip to Hawaii. If you go to Hawaii, it's kind of ubiquitous. It's not weird or it's not fringe. No, it's just, like,
it's on their menus. You know, it's like a breakfast food staple. And
that's right. Like, so if you go to a diner in your hometown and, you know, you look at the side meats, there's sausage patty, sausage links, bacon, country ham, whatever else there, you know, one of those would be spam. Same if you went to like an Asian restaurant and you were looking at the different types of fried rice that you wanted. There'd be, you know, chicken fried rice and vegetable fried rice and shrimp fried rice and spam fried rice.
And a lot of places do spam sushi now that you can
get. Yeah. Well, there's masubi, something like that, which is essentially spam sushi. Yeah. That they serve that a lot in Hawaii too. And like, you know how you go to the local 7-Eleven and they've got kind of the takeout food, the grab and go type of food. That's a big thing there. And it's rice with a piece of spam, cooked spam on top and then wrapped in seaweed. I believe it's cooked.
We didn't have it growing up. It wasn't something that we ate. So I didn't have it until I was probably in college or something like that. It's got a little bit of a stigma, but to me, I mean, sure, questionable nutritional value, but that's most of the things that we eat. It just tastes like ham to me. We as in, you know, America. It doesn't have like a gross or off-putting taste to me or anything like that. It just tastes like a processed ham to me.
I agree. It is not something that I would seek out to have.
We had to buy this for the episode. Yeah, we didn't.
We both had to buy this for the episode. But I will say, in the forms that I've had it, I've enjoyed it. Especially I had this great plate of eggs, like griddled spam and garlic rice at some little joint in Hawaii. It was amazing. They also have a dish there called, it's called Moco Loco, I believe. Let me look this up. Let me make sure that I'm not lying to the kids at home. Loco Moco is what it's called. So I had the words right in the wrong order. And there's a lot of, here we go. I found the Gofopedia on it. Loco Moco is a dish featured in contemporary Hawaiian cuisine. There are many variations, but the traditional consists of white rice topped with a slice of spam, a fried egg, and brown gravy.
Yeah.
I tried that as well. I didn't eat for the rest of the trip, but it was good. I think the fat is what it is. Like, people eat fatty things all the time. I think the biggest problem with these things, all of these kind of, it's meat, but you don't have to refrigerate it, are the preservatives. The sodium on this shit is insane. Just a little can of spam, if you've ever seen one, is 6 servings, and each serving is. Do you have it in front of you, Brent?
No. You have
pissed. Oh, here it is. Each serving is. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was gonna say, you've picked all our foods. We haven't picked any. And everyone, you're like, these are so terrible. The sodium's so bad. It's like, are you picking them because they're weird? Are you picking them because you like them? Or it's because of the sodium? Because that's been like, I'm not saying that. It's like the running thing is everyone we've had is like, it's terrible sodium. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's just the ubiquitous.
No, there's actually a really valid reason for that. Because we're quarantined right now, you mentioned that you aren't going to the store right now. You're having things delivered. You're not, you know, you have that done once a week. I'm trying to pick things that will last. Like, if I picked a dragon fruit or a star fruit that, you know, you might not have had or I might not have had, by the time we record, it might have gone bad. Well, spam,
John, might have
isn't
a
going
dragon
bad.
Fruit tree out back. I assume they grow on trees. So
I'm more on the fact that on all of these items, I feel like we should also grab Fig Newtons. And I say that because the serving sizes are ridiculous. Oof. No, I know you don't like Fig Newtons. I'm saying, like, the joke, know, like, you know, like, the serving size
two
of Fig
Newtons,
two Fig Newtons. Like, you've got to be
two
kidding
sleeves.
Me. Right. So, you know, remember we had the Vienna sausages and it said, like, there was like, what, 2 or 4 servings in a, something stupid like that too, right?
Yeah. Right.
And it was like, for what? Like a baby squirrel? You know, same with this. Six servings in the small can? That seems
six
like,
servings in the small can. Like, that's right.
Six servings.
There's six people in now, of course. Now, in and, preparing this, I did cut it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You could call this seven little, you know, slices. But we had the small can. So we had the half can. Yours is probably like 12 cans in a serving if you had the full size one.
Mine is, I'll get into the type mine is in a moment. It had seven servings in it. So,
okay.
It's international. But, just to put the cap on the sodium, there are six servings in a can. 580 milligrams of sodium per serving. So one can has 3,480 milligrams of sodium, or roughly 2 days worth, if you're going by the FDA guidelines.
Sweet. You can get low sodium Spam, though. Less sodium Spam. It's 25% less sodium Spam.
So it's still a monster.
So it's still, okay, this one says 580 milligrams or 24% sodium.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking at the less sodium one. Oh, shit. The regular one is how much? Seven. Hold on. I just had it right here. The regular one is. Why did it go away? Yeah. We'll do it live. Sorry.
And this one also was. This is a 2 ounce can, which is like nothing, and it's six servings.
So we bought just regular run of the mill original Spam. Did you find did you get one of the flavored styles?
I did. So by the way, I found the number. So 790 times is 790 per serving. So actually 4,700 milligrams per serving. Anyway, I mentioned this on another episode. I was at this place called Tony's Fresh Market, which has there's one by you guys too. A lot of international foods, and the Spam they had was I'm not going to say this correctly, so let me. I thought I had bought the bacon flavor, and I was wrong. I bought the Boricua. Boricua, B-O-R-I-C-U-A. Now, I had no idea what that meant, so I turned to the Google machine, and this is Puerto Rican Spam. And upon further research, it actually is a different formulation. It's sweeter. It's very similar to the one that I thought I had bought. Not bacon, Tocino, which is the Filipino Spam, which is meant to emulate the popular Filipino pork dish Tocino. I thought I'd bought that. I didn't. I bought the Boricua, which was sitting right next to it, which according to what I can find on the web is virtually the same thing as the Filipino kind. And the large difference is it's going to be much sweeter than what you guys have.
I'm not a huge fan of sweet things like that, so I'm glad you got that one. I sliced ours up. I have some just ready to go, ready to eat. I sliced it small so we could have it just straight out of the can. I put some in the microwave and just heated it up hot, and then I put some on some of that. I put some Munster cheese, Lisa and I's favorite cheese, and then I skillet fried some, and I did three little pieces of it, one lightly fried, one medium, and then one a little bit darker.
Nice. And a good round
kind of the mixture. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of other ways, but you know.
I did it three ways myself. I'd cut up little pieces of it just to eat it like raw.
Exactly.
Raw, yeah. You know raw, what I'm saying? Yeah. With some small saltine crackers and a piece of, I had to go American processed cheese. You couldn't eat like, you know, a decent cheddar with this. If you're going processed, go processed. So that's number one. Number two is just a fried up piece in a skillet, you know, like pan fried with ketchup. I've been told people enjoy it with ketchup, so I did that. And then last but not least, a pan fried piece with an egg on top, because I know that it's a really popular breakfast food.
Yeah, that sounds
so
fantastic. I didn't even think of, well, I told you we don't have eggs, or I probably would have went that route too.
I'm most repulsed by the processed cheese, I think.
Processed cheese, unlike our Munster that has dyed edges.
I know.
So they know what it is.
I have a problem with American, like Kraft cheese slices.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like them. So
I do too.
Thank you, Chris Cogswell Jr. over here. So John, let's try it up. Lisa, let's go with the just the raw, so to speak. You ready to give it a
shot?
I'll
do that too. I'll do that too.
It's like
it has a go ahead.
I feel like it's a cross between Vienna sausages and real ham.
Yeah, it doesn't have much of a different consistency from a Vienna sausage. Maybe just a touch more dense.
Yeah, it's definitely denser. It just like there's like a.
I don't think it's a ton denser though. Hold on, let
me. This is pretty salty coming from me to say that, but I mean it's no Vegemite, but
so
it's a little salty.
So on my end, mine's definitely sweeter than traditional spam. Like it's demonstrably, you taste it and you immediately go, there's sugar in that. It's good though. I don't recoil from it. I don't know like how much I could eat of it. Like, cause it's rich, but, I like it. I ate it with a cracker. I'm going to try it
now.
Do
you remember the commercials where they go like spam burger, hamburger, when they're really pushing spam? I think that was probably the early
90s. Yeah.
You're going to do it. I'm going to do the one with cheese because we have one with cheese also. So Lisa, grab a little piece with cheese there.
I'm trying mine with my cheese product.
All right, here we go. This was heated. Heated the microwave. Didn't really change the consistency much at all. Maybe a little bit denser just because of.
Now, I will say, to me, this is. This tastes to me much closer to an actual meat product than Vienna sausages do.
It does heat it up, but it's got much more of a ham taste to it. I will say that.
Well, and it has the density, like the Vienna sausages, like you said, it was like air. They're so light.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. The mouthfeel of it. By the way, not good. Not good with American cheese.
Oh,
at
see,
all.
Munster's actually pretty good. It kind of melts into
Munster's
it a little
a
bit.
Creamy cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of just enhanced the taste.
Now, I will say I didn't do anything. I didn't do it hot. I just, you know, a piece of cold spam with a piece of cold cheese.
You're just eating a lot of processed.
Putting it in the microwave made the edges, as my can of soda pops there, it made the edges a little chewier, not in a bad way, but...
I would not recommend the microwave, I think.
I don't know. We haven't tried the fried up yet.
I'm gonna try pan fried just.
So
just
Lisa and I are gonna try our three. Our first pan fried is the light pan fried. That tastes the most so far like a piece of ham.
See, I don't like the way it smells when it cooks.
While the pan fried Puerto Rican kind, really good.
So like, that was the
like. If someone served me that at a restaurant, I'd be like, "Yeah, that's a great little side dish."
So I will say this: the medium fried one is stiff. Is yours stiff when it's fried up? I'm sure it is.
I mean, to an extent, one extent. I mean, just like anything else, that's like gives it edges.
I think they make spam jerky. Would that be like the
it's
ultimate?
Spurky.
Would that be like the ultimate?
I feel like it would just turn into powder,
like non-perishable.
Right. All right. And then
okay. The medium fried is pretty good. I would actually say, like, I would have that. Good. Like, yeah.
I'll say that.
I bet it'd be really good with eggs. Too bad we didn't go to John's.
All right. I'm going to try mine with eggs.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so... It's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That, my friends, is how you eat it. That's good.
Good?
I did it. I did my egg.
Over easy?
Over easy and had the yolk. Mm-hmm. And it's really good.
So I never had...
the hard fryer. The hardest
I'm fryer. Getting there. I got to cleanse my palate. I never had Spam growing up that I remember. Although anytime... I think recently Brent had it like in the last couple of years or something.
I bought it like on a whim. I was like, let's get a thing of Spam.
And I tried it and I did not like it. And... I feel like we mentioned it to my parents, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Spam." You know, blah, blah, blah.
We had it all the time.
Like, and I'm like, I don't think I did, and I don't
probably. But here's the thing: you probably just like, "Oh, we had ham that night." Mm-hmm. You know, like if you're a kid, you might.
No, my parents weren't into that stuff.
But your parents said, and I quote, "Our daughter's a dirty, dirty liar." So I don't know where to go.
Anyway, I don't think we ate Spam on a regular basis. I think they just mean that they'd had it. But this is actually pretty tasty. I don't know what you did last time, but you must have screwed it up.
You know what
you
I did with it last time?
You barely left me any of this, by the way.
You know
this
what I did
ridiculous.
With it last time? I fried it like she's eating right now. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I believe her.
The medium fried one is a little bit better.
I like the medium fried, or I'm going to say straight out of the can. But you know what? I almost want to dip it in mustard.
Oh, I put mustard on a sandwich when I ate it last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried mustard. I tried my pan fried with ketchup, mm-hmm. not the move, at least not the move with the Puerto Rican kind, because
the ketchup
is already sweet. Yeah. It's already sweet enough. And now it just tastes like you're eating sugar if you add ketchup.
I'm not a ketchup fan. I eat it on french fries, and that is really it. I do not want it on a meat or anything like that.
Oh, I that's where I'm a ketchup might be my favorite condiment.
Really?
Yeah, I like dipping stuff in it.
I think I find that, like, if ketchup disappeared, I wouldn't miss it. I use it sometimes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times,
we don't even,
like,
have ketchup at our house right now.
It always goes bad.
Yeah, we'll buy the, we'll have a, that party. We have, like, a big, our Chicago-style hot dog party. And so we always buy a big bottle of ketchup, and then we have to throw it out once it's gone bad.
Buy a new, you know, the shit takes, like, 2 years to go bad.
Maybe. I don't know. Then we probably had the same
but
one
for 2 years.
But
once it's open and stuff, yeah.
Lisa, if it's open and it, you haven't looked at it in a month, she's like, that is growing legs.
Well,
and needs to die.
Okay, so if we opened a bottle of ketchup and it was in our fridge and we didn't touch it for 2 years, I'd probably eat it. But when we have guests coming, I want to serve them a fresh new bottle of ketchup.
Dirty, dirty guests. They're dirty germs.
Right. That we're not ever going to see again in our house.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So it's interesting. A side effect of the spam, I really enjoyed it. Like, I ate the whole piece with the
egg. I didn't know where this was going. A side effect of the spam.
but I'm also going to, I'm still hungry. And I still have pieces that are uncooked. And I still have the pieces or the other fried piece that I was going to use for the ketchup. I'm still hungry, but I'm not interested in eating any more spam. Like, it maybe because of, like, the, if you ever eat, like, really fatty something or rather, that it has this effect of, like, that was so rich. I think I'm done with that right now. And that's how I'm feeling about the spam. Like,
I've had
still
that with, like,
eat
cake and stuff where, like, you bite into, like, a cake with mousse on it or something like that. And you're like, oh, like,
you've like, never said you've had too much cake and you're not going to eat anymore. Neither have I.
Her parents.
But my point is, like, I'm still hungry right now. It's lunchtime. I haven't eaten enough food to be satiated, but whatever it is, I don't know if it's the preservatives, I don't know if it's the fat, I don't know if it's just the overall product, but there's something about it, like, I really enjoyed the bites I had, but I'm not interested in having any more.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was fine. It's just not something that I would buy or seek out. I do want to try the other flavors though, but I would try the bacon. I don't want the sweet kind though, so I'm glad. There are a lot of different kinds though. Unfortunately, you know, you probably have to go to like World Market or something to get the vast majority, I would assume.
I don't think I'd want like bacon flavored or a flavored, like, I don't want a flavored ham. Like, ham's already a flavor to me.
I just looked up to double check here. Canned varieties of spam. So we have Spam Classic, which is what Lisa and I just ate. Then they have Spam Light, Spam Less Sodium, Spam with Real Hormel Bacon in it. So it has bits of bacon. Spam Oven Roasted Turkey, Spam Hickory Smoke Flavor. Oh, here's the winner for me.
Chorizo.
Spam Jalapeno.
Oh, they have a chorizo one, too.
Spam Hot and Spicy. That actually sounds good, too. Spam Teriyaki, which actually on there, they show it made into sushi on the front of the can. Spam Black Pepper. Oh, man. Oh, I love black pepper, too.
You could have just put black pepper on your spam.
Spam with Portuguese sauce. It's not the same. And a lot of time with black pepper, it's like the peppercorns in it, you know, which tastes different. Spam with Portuguese sausage seasoning. Spam with chorizo seasoning. That does sound good. Tocino, which you had. Spam garlic, which would be, they show it in like a noodle dish. Spam mezclita, which looks like it's a, I would say like potted meat. And it is in a different container. Spam with cheese. Spam single classic, which is looks like it's just slices of spam, pre-sliced, and they're in like a container. Spam singles light. Spam classic 7 ounce, which is the half can. That's what we have. Oh my God, we're getting to the good stuff here. Spam spread, which is potted meat. Spam fries. Spam fries.
Are they like breaded?
Fry-shaped pork fritters, and they're breaded. Interesting. And then spam patties, which are breaded pork patties.
So a few flavors that I've dug up that you didn't mention, Brent. Spam macadamia nuts. I'm not making this up, by the way. This is all real.
Like spam, it's spam flavored that way, or it's macadamia nuts made from spam? I don't get it.
It's spam flavored that way. I don't know if there's actual chunks in there or it's just macadamia nut flavoring.
These are probably like retired ones. These are from their site, so these are like ones they had previously.
This is on Wikipedia.
Cool.
As listed on the official spam website, these are the numerous different flavors of spam products, including Oh, by the way, you mentioned Spam hot and spicy. It gives a little more detail here. It says it's with Tabasco flavor specifically.
I'm not a huge, I don't love the Tabasco flavoring, but you know, whatever.
You'd still try it. Did you say hickory smoked?
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet that's awful because
anything they add that fake smoke taste
that
to
that fake smoke flavor. I hate fake smoke flavor.
I feel like I can smell that taste right now.
Yeah, exactly. The moment you say
like I'm actually like wrinkling my nose. It sounds gross.
Oh, I mean, was it maybe in the 90s or early 2000s, a big thing that people would always go buy that shit liquid smoke and just add it to dishes?
My dad did. He probably still does.
Oh, it's awful.
Lisa and I went to this dinner, and the person there had this bottle of smoke whiskey, and everyone was just like, oh my God, this is just delicious. I guess it's really expensive. And I took a swig of it, you know, a taste, and it is absolutely disgusting to me. And I was actually telling you this. I remember Joe Peck was like, oh my God, it's delicious. It's like, ew.
Do you know there's generic Spam? Like, how, like,
well, Hormel is a brand, a name brand. So there's like,
so Armour makes it. The people who make the, well, I mean,
hot dogs, Armour hot dogs.
So the Vienna sausages we had, I thought were Armour.
But that's the song that came to my mind.
Did you make that song up?
No, that's their commercials they used to have.
Oh, well, anyway, there's generic Spam, just in case you were wondering if you didn't want to spend the price.
Is it generic or it's just different brand Spam? Spiced ham.
I don't, where are you seeing that says spiced ham?
That's what Spam means.
Hmm.
So, Brent, your story about smoked liquor brings to mind a story. So in a past life, I used to run sales for various radio stations.
Weird, I was Joan of Arc, so that's interesting.
And I went and met myself and one of my sales guys went and met with a local lawyer, and he was a very successful local lawyer. He had won some big cases against some big companies, and he was feeling his Wheaties. You know, got written up in a lot of magazines, and you know, as such, you know, was a baron of style. Would show you that how much of a baron of style he was, and was very proud of his write up in Cigar Aficionado. Like, just you're starting. I'm just trying to kind of paint the picture of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and it's, you know, it's 3 p.m, whatever, close enough. He's like, "Can I get you guys a drink?" And with everything else I've seen of his wardrobe, of his cars, of his office, I'm assuming that I'm going to enjoy whatever drink this man is going to offer. I said, yeah, let's do it. Why not? He goes,
Clamato and Cherry okay Coke. Ew.
Scotch okay for you? Yeah. He goes, I like mine smoked. But do you want yours smoked? And I mean, you can't like in those situations, you know. To the host, of course, yes, please. So he gets out, he goes to his little, you know.
Oh, did he have the smoker where you put it in and it physically smokes it?
Sort of. He's got a little bar car. He goes over, he pours it. He gets out a wooden, a cedar plank like you would cook fish on.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets out a small butane torch. I'm not kidding. And he gets out a snifter. And he burns the plank. Then he lets the snifter sit over it and capture the smoke for, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. Then pours the scotch into the snifter, and I'm like, this is a level beyond. I have no doubt that if you enjoy smoke, that this is somehow a cool thing. But
it's incredibly pretentious.
Yes, it is. It is. Like, can you just pour me a Maker's on the Rocks?
They have a machine if you like that, that bars can have, and you can have it at home, I'm sure. And you put it in, and it smokes the wood, and the whole glass with rocks and everything, if you want rocks, goes inside, and it infuses it with smoke, and it takes, you know, you don't need a butane torch and a fire, you know, Marshall there to do it.
Well, no, but I think the show of it is right. 3/4 of the reason he does
exactly.
It. I doubt when he's sitting at home in his boxers, he's like smoking a piece of wood for his drink. Oh God, Brent, I'm switching topics on you, but I noticed a flavor of Spam that we have not covered yet.
Uh-oh.
And it might be the most important one. This debuted in late September of 2019.
Oh shit.
Spam pumpkin spice.
Oh, is that real?
That is real. Limited edition.
So I
so I don't know if it's still
I like pumpkin. Ever since I was a kid, my mom used to make pumpkin bars, which is like a pumpkin cake, you know, and cream cheese icing. And I love pumpkin bread. And, you know, the occasional, you know, I haven't had one in a long time, but the occasional pumpkin spice latte. Well, we've been buying coffee and they have that, what is it, like Death Brand coffee or whatever, you know, the one with the skull on it. I actually like the taste.
Oh, there's a couple of them. Yeah, I know exactly and what you're
I
talking
like
about.
The taste, and they had a pumpkin spice one, and I bought a pound of it. I don't really love it. It's just like, I don't know, it's okay, but it doesn't have a very much of a pumpkin taste. It just tastes like meh coffee
it's
to
me.
It's
got more of a, like the, whatever the spices you use to make, like pumpkin pie or pumpkin pudding, that allspice or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just full of allspice in it, yeah. And I would rather just have... I like stronger coffee, yeah, that one.
But I think
didn't...
Starbucks with your little basic
Death
latte.
Wish, Death Wish, coffee, organic pumpkin spice is what I like.
So there's, in my experience with pumpkin spice, which is limited, but I've had two types of pumpkin spice. I've had the kind that is, it's a hint of it, and it feels like they added something naturalish. I don't know how else to say it.
What they do is they take
whatever...
a butane torch and they burn a pumpkin, then they hold the container over it.
They hold the container over it, yeah.
What Basic Brent is trying to tell us about his pumpkin spice lattes is that it's not pumpkin spice coffee, though. It's just regular coffee, and then it's the
yeah,
pumps.
With a pumpkin spice flavoring.
Right, which
That's
is different
fine.
Than when you buy
You're exactly
pumpkin.
Right, but I thought it might taste... Good.
I'm telling you, you're wrong.
I now know that too, and so do you, because I've made it for us.
Yeah. Do you know
actually,
Brent?
She put
Brent.
Just
you were such a basic bitch.
Marshmallow
fluff in hers, and drank it like it was going out of style. Yeah. So don't listen to her.
It didn't really make any difference to the coffee or the marshmallow fluff, but it was a really good excuse to eat marshmallow fluff. You know, or That's drink true. It. I guess I could.
Speaking
say.
Of coffee, John, I don't know if you ever look, but if you go to say Amazon because you're looking for coffee, there are about 963 coffees that say that the strongest coffee in the world.
Oh yeah, that's a new thing. It's a big thing in podcast advertising.
Yeah,
we need to get one of them. We need to get one of them on board.
Well, I've been drinking Kicking Horse coffee, Grizzly Claw. It's a dark roast, and I really enjoy it. I actually 454 horsepower. They have another one,
Kicking Horse.
Yeah, King Horse Grizzly Claw. It's cheap. It's like $8 for a... I mean, that's not super
That sounds
cheap,
like an IPA. Hey, what do you want?
It's starting to get like
horse,
the wine.
The Grizzly Claw.
You know, where...
But
like,
it's less than like a third of what a lot of the higher content ones. You know, I drink Diet Mountain Dew and coffee like it's going out of style. Like, caffeine now is like a joke to me, so I need something. Otherwise, I'm like, you know, I start getting the shakes.
to finish my thought on pumpkin spice, my point was that like all of these other things that have come out that are pumpkin, like they've got pumpkin spice everything. Mm-hmm. Most of them taste really, really fake.
Yeah,
like really bad, and I don't like that at all. Whether it's fake or not, I'm good for about one pumpkin spice latte a season. Like I don't hate
it's
that.
Not
I like
that
you know
gonna,
like it,
yeah,
it's I, like oh it's mm-hmm. it's this, it's like. It's like other foods you eat on holidays. Like, I'm not normally a fan, but, you know, once a year is good. I feel like the pumpkin spice spam would probably be on the end of that's really gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if you put, like, Cool Whip on it?
On the pumpkin spice spam?
I'm just looking
I think,
you know, make it like a dessert spam. Hey, we're going to have a whole episode of how do you make canned meats dessert.
Jellied meats.
Oh, you can keep the jelly on your little wieners and then you can do something with them.
Are you
Excuse
talking to both of us?
Excuse me.
That was a callback to the episode before.
It was a callback to where's producer Lisa? No one's seen her in weeks. Mm-hmm. It's the damnedest
thing. Did you just buy a tiger with that stimulus check?
We have, speaking of weird foods, a tiger for $2,000. Who knew? John and I are waiting. John bought each of us something to try. His came in a day and mine's like due in a month.
Are these the things I'm not going to be part of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we already said it though,
the crickets,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the, yeah. We're going to eat some flavored crickets. Are they crickets or grasshoppers? I've already forgotten.
Crickets. Three different flavors. By the way, I have searched now on Amazon, and unfortunately, I am not finding pumpkin spice Spam available for purchase.
No, I think it's actually just seasonal. Walmart had it.
Oh, really? You saw
not
it?
Not now, but...
They did have it?
They did have it. But this is not the season for pumpkin spice.
This is the season for pleasing.
Right, but the shit lasts like 30 years. You'd figure, I mean, there's going to be a couple cans
floating around
somewhere.
You know what's funny is when, like, the... I forget what they were talking about. You know, they have Twinkies. They say they last forever. Hostess came out and said, they don't. And if you don't eat them by their expiration date, they do taste like shit. They go bad. That's what they talk about in the original Zombieland. They're like, they're Twinkies. He's like, they don't last. That's bullshit. They taste like shit. You got to eat them within their, you know. He was looking for one before they expired.
There's a new show on History Channel that's basically taking that YouTube phenomena of eating MREs from Civil War and like making it into a TV show. It's called like Eating History.
Been watching it, and they literally eat stuff that's 100 years old.
You know, they were eating Wheaties from like the 50s or 40s or whenever. And they're like, okay, you see all those holes there? You know what that means? That means that this particular type of bug crawled all through here and ate its way through.
And they ate it?
And then he's like, a sister channel called
Luckily the bugs are gone, so let's go ahead and eat them.
They have a sister channel called Dealing with Botulism, and it's really good too.
So, for the record, I just did a wider internet search, meaning I used Google rather than just Amazon. And you can buy a can of pumpkin spice Spam on eBay for as low as $20.
That's what I was just going to say. It's like on eBay. And I was just looking.
And wash it down with a Crystal Pepsi from 1996.
There's like you can get tasting packs, but they're expensive. Like Amazon has tasting packs of six different kinds. And garlic was another flavor. I don't think we mentioned that.
Garlic would be good cut up in something.
And
like the garbage. No,
but I can see that in like a fried rice or something like that. But they had it. It was like $46 for six samples or something like that, which of the 12-ounce cans. But still, that's like $7 a can. That's a lot, right?
I mean,
yeah, that's definitely a lot.
Lisa went a little bit ape crazy. She bought us three half cans.
They didn't. I bought four half cans. They didn't have the big cans. They
I don't know how much you think we just shared one half can, and I'm like, oh.
I didn't know. I actually didn't know at the time.
I'm saying that now. I'm going to go downstairs and cook the rest of it and make a Spam.
I didn't know it was for this. I thought you were just, I said, do you need any groceries? You said, yes, find me some Spam.
Oh.
So I actually thought you just wanted it
translation.
Like you know, you ask for weird stuff. I just get it for you.
You have no idea what I ask her for.
And I just give it to him. Who's the dum-dum?
On that note, John, I think it's time to call this one done.
By the way, I'm completely unsure of what a half can versus a full can of Spam is.
Seven versus 12.
Six.
What's that?
Six.
7 ounces versus 12.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Let me look.
I'm going to tell you what I ordered. I'm going to pull up my order. Maybe.
Mine was 12 ounces.
Yeah, ours were 7. Lisa doesn't believe me.
Okay. I think, you know, I think next time we do a Cafeteria 51, I'm going to go ahead and call for no canned meats.
That's just crazy talk. I don't even know.
I accidentally, on purpose, bought some tofurkey deli slices. We could try those.
Did you really? Tofurkey?
Yeah.
Do you ever eat in the morning?
Well, I said...
Morningstar stuff, like the stuff that, you know, looks and tastes like meat but isn't. I like their spicy chicken nuggets. Spicy chicken nuggies.
I actually prefer a lot of the Morningstar stuff over the Beyond stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want something that tastes like a really shitty burger. If you're gonna be a veggie burger, just call it your black bean burger. Great.
I like a black bean burger that has like the big chunks of bean in it and stuff. I think those are tasty.
Those are really good.
Yeah, don't try to make it. You don't need to make it look like meat to me. Look like, you know, seaweed wrapped around beans. If it tastes good, I don't give a shit. I just say Spam.
I'll eat a pig's ass and cook it right.
You know?
Ooh, can we find pickled pig's feet?
Yeah, I'm sure Tony's has them.
I don't think I would do that.
Really?
I don't like it. Just the vinegar.
They're so yummy.
It's just, you know, vinegary ham. This is what it tastes like. I don't like the vinegar taste.
But isn't it like gelatinous kind
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
It depends. I've had them. I've had them that are just in the juicy. Like it's. I wouldn't say. I mean, it's kind of falling apart. The meat, but yeah.
Can we just step back for 1 second? You two are willing and excited about eating crickets. Are they even like chocolate covered crickets? Are they just like? Or sorry, not crickets. Wait, yeah, crickets.
You're getting this.
Yeah, crickets.
Like, I'm okay. I don't. I've had them. I grew up with pickled pigs.
Irrelevant.
I just don't like them.
So, but you're okay with eating some domesticated bugs?
I don't know if I like it or not. I know I don't care for pickled pig's feet.
Oh wait, okay.
Or snouts, which is a thing too.
Okay, I'm hungry.
and to answer your question, 100%, I'd much rather have a cricket than a pig's foot.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree, and I'm going to go have a Vegemite and spam.
You're
going to
disagree about his tastes?
I'm going to go have a Vegemite and spam
no, John,
sandwich.
You're wrong about that.
John, she has been eating Vegemite like crazy. She's been making Vegemite on toast all the time.
Oh,
and,
it's so good.
But it's disgusting. I don't even want to eat out of the jar anymore because she just sits there and eats, knife globules, like pea-sized globules of
I
Vegemite
put that
and she's waiting
finger,
for it.
Then. It's not, mm-hmm. You can eat out of the jar. I'm not contaminating.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where you've been.
You know exactly where I've been.
I finally
house.
Put my finger on the Vegemite flavor tasted like something I'd had before, and I finally put my finger on it. A year or two ago, my boxing trainer, so I to work out, I box, and my boxing trainer is from Great Britain. Shout out Robbie. And Robbie said that his favorite snack growing up were Twiglets. And I'm like, I don't know what a Twiglet is. And I look on Amazon, there they are. I'm like, all right, I'll order some. I order like a six pack. And they're essentially like pretzel sticks, only they're not pretzels. They're just, you know, like
Spam fries.
meaning they're just like they're kind of like the pretzel shaped long sticks that are in like snack mix, just dough, you know, just baked dough or whatever. But they're the flavor, and I looked at it, it's Vegemite, it's Marmite, it's that was the flavor. And so it's if you like Vegemite, Lisa, you should definitely order some Twiglets.
Well,
yeah,
I'm already looking them up, and then I came across a walnut whip, so. I don't think I'd like it, but
walnut whip is much better than pistachio nene.
Isn't that a new YouTube influencer, pistachio nene?
He's got a new album coming out with I don't know, Wu-Tang, because they're forever.
They are forever.
All right, let's get out of here, John. The wife's giving me I'm hungry eyes.
I'm totally looking up other things to eat with my spam.
Oh, with that said,
I've been Brent.
I've been producer Lisa.
I've been John.
And we've been eating things that you probably don't want to.
You're welcome.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.